dive a little bit into the idea of saving money at the state level by transferring maintenance of state highways within city limits, I think, in the top 59 metropolitan areas back to those metropolitan areas. And Bryan College Station is on that list. And
yeah, it's my understanding it's any municipality that has 50,000 people or more.
And has TxDOT contacted the city? And if so, what information has been relayed?
We did meet with TxDOT Tuesday afternoon. We met with Catherine Hale of TxDOT and discussed, you know, what the idea was about the transferring of those roads back to city control and how that process would work and kind of where we are in the process. And right now, the commission is set to discuss it next Thursday, the 29th, in Austin. And we're planning to head over there to listen to that discussion.
If there's an opportunity to contribute to the conversation, you going to take that opportunity?
Well, we might. I don't know. I've never been to one of those meetings. But we possibly could. I know College Station, I think they're planning to go as well. And I just really don't know what to expect when we go over. It just may be sitting and listen, or maybe a long list of cities there to stand up and give their opinion. I'm not sure.
I'm guessing historically the state has always paid for highway maintenance inside city limits?
Yeah, they've always paid for the maintenance of the pavement itself as far as the asphalt or concrete and the rehab for that. They've maintained that on, say, State Highway 21 or Business 6 or FM 158 through the city of Bryan, yes.
TxDOT has excluded the freeway, so we're just talking about the other state highways and FMs.
Correct. At this point for the city of Bryan, we're excluding Highway 6 and Highway 47. In discussions with TxDOT on Tuesday, they did say, you know, maybe some other possibilities of roadway sections that they would possibly consider keeping. So it wasn't a hard and fast, here you go, but there may be some negotiation. But those that are actually look like city streets, curb and gutter, city section, they would be looking to transfer those over.
Has there been any sort of discussion that TxDOT would do one more round of maintenance before handing it over to the cities if this does happen?
In the discussion with TxDOT, we asked for, you know, how much they had planned on spending in maintenance and kind of what their maintenance history has been on these roadways. We're still waiting those numbers. We did ask if they could provide which of these roadways in Bryan would be transferred to us. We're on their maintenance forecast for the next 4 years, knowing that it may change, but what they were looking to spend. And then, you know, we asked if it would be a possibility if they actually did that maintenance and then actually had that road then transferred at that point. So there has to be some, you know, if the transfers happen, you know, what kind of maintenance would be done before that transfer is done and when that would actually happen.
So what's been the city discussion since learning about this and having the meeting with TxDOT?
Well, the city discussion has been, you know, what are we looking at as far as maintenance and dollars, and we're still trying to put that information together. We want to share all that information with council and kind of get some direction from them on where we want to go. I would expect once we do all that, then there would be some discussion with the local representatives and, you know, maybe even state senator here that represents our area on, you know, what our thoughts are on it so that they know, you know, where our stance is on what TxDOT's proposing.
If this does get enacted, regardless of how much money or when you have to start paying, certainly an unbudgeted expense.
It is. It is an unbudgeted expense. Right now, City of Bryan has the transportation fee, which we use to maintain the roads. You know, these roads that we're talking about would be major roads that would need, you know, somewhat premium treatment on to make sure they were in good traveling condition, because they get used the most. And, you know, that would certainly put a strain on that transportation fee fund and or cause us to possibly issue more debt to do the upgrades.
The other component being would also delay improvements throughout the city.
And it would. It would impact, you know, if we had to transfer money from what we currently have, if we didn't raise the fee. And then, you know, obviously the residential streets, the local streets would have a bigger impact because that maintenance would be delayed because those funds would have to go to maintain these bigger streets.
And how much of that comes out of the same pot of money as you do your other city infrastructure, and what would that impact be?
Well, right now the transportation fee generates about $5 million a year. And, of course, there's really no money that we're budgeting except for major rehab, reconstruct, that comes out of the debt that we issue. So you're either looking at pulling from that $5 million or you're looking at issuing additional debt, which we hadn't planned in the general fund. So, you know, you'd have to look at, you know, does that delay capital projects that we had planned and designed to build, or are we going to issue more debt, and what that does to the tax rate and everything else. So it'll have a domino effect on, you know, what that price tag is and how we would actually handle it.
Is there a cap on the transportation fee, and if so, are you there?
I don't think as far as a cap that we can set by month. We actually, you know, it's kind of a resolution that we go out and then we assess the fee. I think it's $12 for the residential, and then commercial, whether you're small, medium, or large, is a different amount. So council would have to adopt another resolution to change that. We staff couldn't do that at our level.
Right, but that would be an option if you had to go there.
Yes, I think it would be an option, yes.
Any words to listeners who might be concerned about this and how they could relay their comments?
Well, you know, it's a statewide issue. You know, we're seeing comments come through, you know, from cities throughout the state that are trying to get their minds wrapped around this, you know, whether you're in Amarillo or Houston or Dallas or wherever it is. So something that to stay tuned and to pay attention. And obviously it's you know, something that here locally we'll have to stay on top of. And, you know, like I said, I expect once we get all our numbers and get what impact it is to the city of Bryan, that, you know, we'll be talking to our local representatives and state senator and telling them exactly what, you know, what our thoughts are on it and how we would actually be able to handle it or not handle it and what we'd like the state to do about it.
Have I missed anything?
It's a complex issue. It's, you know, and you know, when we met with TxDOT the other day, you know, it's like, well, you know, we all have a lot of state roads, and we do. I mean, you know, there's a lot of them that they maintain throughout the city. And, you know, the comment was, well, you know, people think that whenever they drive on a certain street, that, you know, the city maintains it. Well, I mean, I don't know if the citizens really care who maintains what. It's, you know, the road. Well, you know, if I get the complaint, but it's a TxDOT road. But it ought to be interesting to see how it plays out. I mean, I've seen some emails come through from, you know, folks up in Amarillo, city manager and city council saying, you know, hey, we can't do this. And so I don't know if it's, you know, the state's really made its decision and they're just going to pass it on out, or whether there's actually up for some discussion. But, you know, we'll see how it plays out.